Looking back on your time as tribal administrator, what do you look at as the high points?
There's been a huge amount of growth at PIA over the last, I would say, 5+ years. You know, the organization has really turned around and become a true partner in the community. I think you can see that in the various services that we offer and partnership with the borough and partnership with Mountain View Food Service. You know, we do a lot of trail work, and we started a transit program. That's probably the high point of my time at PIA, the transit program, which serves elderly and disabled individuals and driving them around town and picking them up and kind of assisting them in getting out and being part of the community. That's probably the hallmark of my time at PIA. But also another high point is being able to assist Mountain View Food Service with delivery, especially during the pandemic. I think they're up to 60 to 80 meals. So we've been able to assist them adding an extra delivery driver, and then we were able to assist them in securing extra funding, which purchased a new vehicle for their program and allowed them to go 5 days a week. So that's a big contribution to the community that we're pretty proud of.
Do you see that trend continuing, more expansion of services, more things offering in the community in the future?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of funding opportunities happening with relief funding coming from the federal government, and, you know, we're able to tap into that in a unique way. So where we can partner with the borough, we're very interested in making that happen. Hopefully we're able to partner with them in opening up some new housing options and affordable housing, whether that's a new addition to an existing subdivision or something of that nature. That's something that we've been talking about for a while, kind of in broad strokes. So hopefully in the next couple of years, they're able to narrow that project down and identify funding for that. So that's something on the horizon that we're very interested in seeing move forward.
And I think you did just add a couple of affordable housing units this past year, right?
Correct. We were able to construct a duplex, and then we added 2 studio apartments to our existing 6-plexes. So that's an increase of 4 units for affordable housing here in Petersburg, which was pretty exciting.
Those are already filled?
Yes, we are, for the first time ever, at least in staff's memory, we're at 100% capacity in all of our units. I believe we have 18 rentals for, low to medium income families.
Okay, and all filled?
Yep, we're at 100% capacity with a wait list.
So. Okay, so I take it, while we're on that topic, you could definitely see the need in the community for more.
Yeah, there's definitely a need in the community for affordable housing. You know, what that looks like means something different to a lot of, to different people in the community. But, you know, whether that's entry-level housing, we get a lot of requests for kind of assisting people navigate different funding sources for that, or if it's just getting people into affordable apartments. There's definitely a need for smaller studio and 1- and 2-bedroom apartments in this community for sure.
So how about the next chapter in your career? You are taking the executive director job at UFA?
Yes, I'm excited to see what new challenges await me. I'm going to be taking the executive director job at UFA up in Juneau, so I'll be headed up there probably next week, and attended Fish Expo down in Seattle last week with the organization, and it was a good chance to meet some of the board of directors and some of the fishermen from around the state and on the West Coast. So definitely something a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but, you know, it's going to be nice to go back to working for and with fishermen too.
When you took the job and interviewed with UFA, what do you see on the horizon for that organization?
There's a lot of hot-button issues, you know, facing the fishing industry right now. The biggest is probably the light that's being shown on the trawl industry with bycatch. That's a big thing on the horizon. I think that's probably number one right now, and that's pretty much what people were talking about at Expo as well. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, one thing that strikes me about that job is all the different gear groups that you've got to juggle when you're executive director, right? I mean, it's not just Southeast with a couple different net fisheries and longliners and such, but throw in everything statewide, right?
I think their board of directors is 40 plus. So it's a large group, and it's going to be interesting getting to know all of the different issues. I feel pretty familiar with Southeast issues just because I've fished in Southeast and grew up in the industry, but learning that, you know, it's a big state and there's a lot of concerns for a lot of different groups. So it'll be a learning curve for sure, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.